today's gospel, both the epistle and the gospel, the Lord gives us kind of two paths that we find ourselves in the midst of the crossroad. One is moving towards the kingdom of Mammon. The other one moves towards the kingdom of God. And oftentimes, for children, when they find themselves in a crossroads, they don't always know what the right way is. And so it is for us at times. But we know that the kingdom of God is a pathway of calmness and peacefulness, versus the kingdom of Mammon, it has attractions and tries to seduce the heart. So we have to be aware, while there's the attractions towards the kingdom of God, the kingdom of Mammon is constantly trying to attract and seduce our senses, our hearts. So the road to the kingdom of God is narrow and is a struggle and is hard, even for souls that have advanced in the ways of God. This road is rough and tiring. It's often shrouded in dense darkness, rendering impossible for the soul to discern the progress already made. Then the soul must proceed in the night, hoping and believing. I think this is an important aspect, that when we say yes to the faith of the Lord, we are saying yes to this narrow, at times dark, pathway. Meanwhile, as we're moving down this pathway towards the kingdom of God, its gaze falls on the other road, which is broader and more comfortable, strewn with sensible goods which can be seen and touched, gathered and enjoyed immediately by merely stretching out one's hand. The soul feels the temptation and realizes that alone it could not resist. But if it takes refuge in God, if it yields to the guidance of the Spirit, it will be saved, although not without sacrifice. That's why I prayed the opening prayer of today's Mass. It speaks of that very reality. We must follow this pathway towards the kingdom of God with our whole heart and generously. It must follow the right path. If not, it will neither experience the joy of knowing that it belongs entirely to God, nor will it have the satisfaction of being able to follow all the attractions of the world. Anyone who has pursued a life of holiness knows this tension. And it can be deeply saddening to us when we recognize that we are not yet wholly the Lord's. And yet, we can grow embittered because our conscience tells us we're not free to pursue the pleasures of the world. So we find ourselves in a crossroads of great difficulty. The first will be impeded by the soul's unfaithfulness, and the second by the fear of God which it still possesses. It's important for us to realize that even in our mature pursuit of the Lord, There are going to be times when it is not so clear that we have made great progress. But it is in those moments that the Lord wants to give us the grace to make an act of courage. And there is a great merit in making an act of courage in that moment when it is dark, it is rough, it is not so clear that we have made progress in our spiritual life. But it is a pure act of faith and hope in those moments. And it calls forth from us an act of great generosity. And in those days when maybe we wake up and we're not so clear where we stand, we can thank the Lord that He gives us the opportunity to make such a heroic act of faith and hope in pursuing the kingdom of God. And in the midst of that, meriting not only for ourselves, but meriting also for others their own salvation. So today, as we come here to the altar, we ask the Lord to give us the grace to persevere on this narrow road to the kingdom of God, and that we might discipline our bodies, our flesh, so that when those temptations of looking at the road that leads to the kingdom of Mammon, that we have the strength to cut them off, root them out of our lives, and continue on the narrow path that leads to the kingdom of God.